Catherine Swartz is the executive director of Columbia Opportunity Resource, a nonprofit company that promotes volunteerism in the city. We caught up with her to discuss the city's problem with retaining young people and how her company is looking to correct that.
You told me yesterday that 40% of people are leaving the city
within
3 to 5 years of college graduation.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think it is that that's drawing people out of Columbia?
I think that Columbia doesn't do it does a good job, but not a great job, of promoting all of the unique attributes that make Columbia great. So whether that's the riverfront, or that's a thriving underground arts community, or that is a tight network of entrepreneurs that are helping to build themselves up, or the 7,000 nonprofits that are in our state, that they're not maybe well connected enough to be able to promote the opportunity to get involved and to make a difference and to advance a cause. All those things aren't promoted well enough, and young people don't know about them, and they're not cataloged well. So because it's not easy to find information or opportunities, then they see other cities as having more resources, or they have friends that are there that are, having a great time and having this great life. So they choose to leave the community. And then, there's that young people, and survey after survey, rank quality of life first. So they choose the city first, the community first, and then they find a job and they make a life for themselves. So that job piece is definitely second. And in this economy, there's really no city that's doing well, in terms of attracting and retaining talent. I mean, there are some cities that are definitely doing better, but the economy is such that makes it that much more difficult for a city like Columbia that already suffered from a high attrition rate. Well, now we have the recession to add on to that.
Atlanta and Charlotte are cited as two of the cities that people want to move to the most from here.
Mm-hmm.
How is CORE trying to make Columbia more like those cities, or what are you doing differently from them to make Columbia unique?
I guess I can't speak for what Atlanta and Charlotte are doing as compared to what Columbia or CORE is doing differently. I feel like what Columbia has to offer that's different from an Atlanta or Charlotte is a much smaller community, in that it is easier to get involved, in my opinion, in a smaller community than it is to get involved in Atlanta or Charlotte. It is much more, in terms of friendliness, I think that the friendliness factor here in Columbia is a lot greater than Atlanta. Like in Atlanta, you avoid looking at people on the street, whereas in Columbia, you pretty much say hello to everyone that you pass.
Yeah.
So it's that kind of person that is a little bit more gregarious, probably would enjoy staying in Columbia more. So it depends on the person more than anything else, but I think what we're doing in here in Columbia is different, in that we're trying to connect dots. So CORE doesn't exist to create its own programs. It exists to catalog everything that's available, try to figure out what the gaps are so that maybe we could offer some programs, but basically try to become one comprehensive resource for young people to get plugged into the community. And so I think that that's a unique effort that you're not going to find in a lot of places. I mean, we definitely have sister organizations in other cities, but what you're going to find in Atlanta is you're going to find a young professionals group for a specific profession, young nonprofit professionals, young this, young that, because Atlanta is so big, it has to have these smaller networks, and that's typically done by professions. Whereas in Columbia, we're a small enough community, we're like kind of a small big city, and that we can manage an effort just like CORE.
37% of people said that Columbia does not attract enough bigger corporations. Why do you think these corporations aren't coming here, and is there anything that is being done about it?
Well, if you ask any of the economic development experts in Columbia or any other community, which I'm not one, but they'll tell you that the true ratio should be that 60 to even 80% of the growth in jobs should actually come from existing businesses. So we could spend endless amounts of time trying to recruit the gorillas to come to Columbia or to come to South Carolina even, But at the same time, we should be parallel in our efforts in fostering current businesses, fostering an entrepreneurial friendly environment here in Columbia. So I think there maybe is some education that needs to be done by the authorities and economic development on, like, this is why we have, you know, this is the right ratio, this is what we're doing to foster current business. Meanwhile, we are trying to recruit business. So there's sort of a perception issue that needs, the perception shift that needs to happen. But in terms of why businesses don't come to Columbia, I think that's starting to change. I mean, just with some pretty recent announcements, I know obviously the Amazon issue is up in the air right now, but for that to happen, I feel like it's making things change. I think people also often underlook the economic impact to Fort Jackson.
In that survey, it says, there's a lot of, I was looking at it yesterday, there's a lot of complaints about kind of like the homeless population.
Did you get to some of the good ones?
Yeah
right?
I mean, is that, do you think that really is something that is influencing people to maybe leave the city or?
I think it's, you know, it's probably a small part of it. It's tough. I don't think it's a major decision factor. I think what is a major decision factor is the prolonged effort it's taken. I mean, we still haven't solved the problem, and lack of intergovernmental and interagency cooperation, like, that's a problem. And the homelessness issue is something that would be addressed through better cooperation. So I think it's more of a larger issue. Yes, homelessness is one of the stigmas that suffers, but one of the issues why people choose to leave Columbia is because they see that people just don't cooperate and don't get along.
So how are the events that you organize designed to keep people in the city? Like, what type of jobs are created from these events, and what?
I don't know. They're not necessarily jobs created per se, but it gives people opportunity to build their networks, which ultimately leads to them hearing about a job. You know, it's like, I think oftentimes people get referred to jobs based on people they know versus just finding it on the internet or wherever else mm-hmm. it is that they hear about a job. So it's more about maximizing your networking, you know, your network to the best that you can. And that doesn't mean spending more time on Facebook. That means, like, getting out and kind of meeting people and building relationships face-to-face. So that's what CORE offers.
What event do you think had the most impact in since you've been here? What event that you've organized do you think has had the most impact, and in what way did it help the community?
Most impact. I think probably it would be one of two things, but the most recent event that we had was actually our kind of kickoff for 2011, mm-hmm. and that was in February. And we launched a campaign called Give 11 in 2011, which is centered around asking people to volunteer 11 hours this year, to dedicate 11 hours toward their personal development, to build their network by 11, to take 11 minutes to learn about an issue that they're not already familiar with. And we got the mayor and the council's buy-in to that, so much so they issued a proclamation declaring Friday, February 11th. 2/11/2011, kind of just in all keeping with the 11th day of CORE and supporting the proclamation. When we had that kickoff event, there were about 250 people, which is, you know, a reasonably sized crowd. But the sort of the energy that was in that room, people just getting really excited about the cause, and they heard like some good speakers to get them inspired to do great things. And so if we could put that energy into a bottle, like, we would, I mean, honestly, we could change the community.